The head nutritionist with Gestalt recommends segregating gestating sows housed in groups by parity to allow rations to be formulated to more closely meet their nutritional requirements. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Capturing potential through nutrition will be discussed as part of a sow housing seminar to be hosted by the Prairie Swine Center, Swine Innovation Pork, and CDPQ September 12th in Winnipeg and September 13th in Strathmore. Dr. Hyatt Frobos, the head nutritionist with Gestalt, recommends producers who are implementing group housing consider segregating sows by parity.
Gilts and young sows, such as P1s, are still developing themselves. They haven't reached physiological maturity, that some of the nutrients that they are receiving are going into their own physiological development and not just the fetus of the litter. That differs from mature sows, generally P3 or higher sows. They are putting primarily their nutrients into the development of the fetus above their maintenance requirements. And so we have the opportunity to save some feed cost, in particular amino acid levels, in older sows. But in stalls and in some pen situations, we have to feed to the lowest common denominator, which required us to only feed one diet to all sows and not segregate by parity and thereby by nutrient requirements. So an opportunity for producers as they shift to group housing, and something they should consider for those still in stalls, is the ability to segregate your diet provision to young sows versus old sows, and depending on your cost requirements of your feed, point to a savings on a per inventoried female basis of about $2 to $3 per sow within the farm per year, which is something that can easily pay for an extra bin over a short period of time.
Dr. Frobo says that's something that's definitely being considered within group housing, and it's something we can consider within all sow herds, regardless of stalls or group housing. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.